主内平安。
Peace to you in the Lord.
Well, let me begin with just a few words in English.
让我用几句英文来作为开场白。
I understand how hard it is to be participating in a bilingual worship.
我知道参与双语的敬拜其实是很困难的。
For the monolingual listener, you have to listen half the time and zone out the other half.
如果你只听其中的一种语言的话，你一半的时间听得懂，另外一半时间你恐怕就神游向外。
But that's a double portion blessing because you get to sleep half of the worship.
但是这也是一种祝福，因为你有一半的时间可以休息睡觉。
But nevertheless, I appreciate you participating in bilingual worship.
但是我很感谢你们愿意来参加这样子一个双语的崇拜。
虽然我今天是第一次来贵教会
although I'm the first time here in your church
我觉得跟大家已经似乎很熟悉了
but I feel that I have, I'm very familiar with you all
因为昨天晚上我因为知道开车来这里要一个多小时发梦的时候一直在开车来这里
because I, yesterday I know that it's going to take about an hour to drive up to here so even in my dream I was thinking about driving to here
所以开车昨天晚上发梦的时候来到这里还有不停的在讲道。
I was dreaming, while driving, I was also at the same time, preaching too.
所以昨天晚上不停的在开车讲道不停的开车讲道所以来到这里之前好像已经讲了道开了十几车次车了。
So it's almost like I have been doing that for a couple, maybe ten, a dozen times, while, driving up here in my dream.
所以真正来到大家当中的时候对大家好像已经很熟悉了。
So that's why I feel very familiar with you guys already.
谢谢你们的邀请。
Thank you for your invitation.
今天早上跟思想一个很熟悉的经文。
So today I'm going to share with you a rather familiar passage.
马可福音第二章一至十二节。
So it's from the Mark chapter 2 verse 12 to 12.
中文是一个坛子的反思。
So the topic is a reflecting over a lamb.
好，我们开始经文之前，我们讲到之前，我们做一个祷告。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们一个美好的早上。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning.
我们在你的圣殿里面，我们带着一个期待的心。
So we come to your sanctuary with a heart full of expectation.
期待您。跟我们说话
We expect you to speak to us.
求带你的话语给我们滋润
May you nourish us with your words.
求你的话语医治我们的心灵
May you heal us our spirit with your words.
奉主耶稣名求
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我在过去侍奉教会的日子里面深深体会到一件事实
So through years of serving in the church, I realized something.
我觉得上帝设立给我们一个教会一个肢体是有一个医治的工作。
We feel that the reason God gave us a body of Christ is it has a function of healing.
我过去看到很多家庭的破碎。
I have seen broken families in the past.
尤其是这几十年来国内里面的锐变。很多家庭的破碎
especially from the mainland China, there are a lot of families broken up because of all the big change in the society.
可是呢，很多破碎的家庭就进入到教会来寻求帮助。
And many broken families came to church seeking for help.
所以呢，在我们牧养的过程当中，很多弟兄姐妹，我们带他到神的话语面前来寻求医治。
So through many, through the ministry, we brought many families to the Word of God, to, before God and before Christ to search for healing.
这是上帝的话，真真正正能够触摸人的心，医治人的生命的事实。
So that's the fact that how God's, the Word of God can heal people.
可是还没有讲那么严肃的话题之前，我讲一个轻松的故事。
But before we go into such a serious topic, let's start with some rather light story.
我记得很多年前有个很知名度很高的牧师叫莫西珍牧师，他讲了一个故事。
I remember there's a story given by Pastor Mac.
Pastor Mac.
Mac
Hilton. 很多年前他在牧会的话，有一个弟兄呢，他是有一个病态，就是失眠症很严重。
So he mentioned there's a brother who has insomnia.
Very serious insomnia. 结果很多年呢，睡觉不能睡得好，整天就是恍恍惚惚这样子，每天晚上就在梦状态或现实当中挣扎，就每天都睡不好，有几十年的时间，27年。
About 20 some years, he couldn't get a good quality sleep. Always sort of half awake, half sleep throughout his 20 some years of life.
他寻求了很多医师去治疗，可是没有治好，一直在这个状态当中挣扎。
He had been through many doctors, but couldn't get healed, and he has been struggling in that condition.
有一天他就经过这个教会的时候，听到教会门打开，里面有很美好的诗歌，就给这诗歌吸引了，因为他很多年没有回教会，他那天就决定进入教会里面去。
So one day he passed the church and heard the wonderful hymns and music coming out of it, so he decided to go back again after many years of absence.
崇拜完了之后，他就回去跟牧师在握手，他说牧师，谢谢你，今天你医治了我。
So after the service, he shake hands with the pastor and say, "Thank you, pastor. You have healed me."
So, 他牧师说我没有见过你，也不认识你，我怎么医治了你呢？
But the pastor said, "I have never seen you before. I don't even know you. How can I heal you?"
他以为是说上帝的话语医治了他。他说不是。
He thought maybe the word of God healed him, but actually not.
他说，牧师，你一讲到的时候，我就马上睡着了。27年来没有睡着过。
he said, no, not the word of God, but because I was able to sleep in your sermon, so it really healed me.
所以弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，希望我今天一讲到，不是医好的你失眠症哦。
So brothers and sisters, I hope I did not really heal your insomnia today.
我通常讲到，我会每个人面孔都看，如果你睡着的话，我会等回来跟你谈一谈。
So, but usually I will check everyone's faces. If you fall asleep, I would talk to you afterwards.
我们回来看到，认真的看马可福音第二章的时候，我们要看看这个经文的背景。
So let's take a look at the background of the chapter 2 before we start this more serious subject.
这里一开头就说，过了一些日子，耶稣又回进了加百农。
So starting from chapter 2, it says that, and when he returned to Capernaum after some days.
换句话说，耶稣之前已经去过加百农，这一次再回去加百农做什么呢？
So, in other words, Jesus had been here before, and what is he doing this time when he comes here?
这就是说到，看到马可福音啊，马可福音是一个很简洁的福音书，里面写的很多都是耶稣基督的事工行动，很直接，很明显的。
So, the book of Mark has the characteristics of very concise, fast-paced, everything is very simplified.
第一章就讲到主耶稣在约旦河受了那个约翰的受洗之后，然后到旷野之间花了40天，在那里。
So in chapter 1, it covers how John the Baptist baptized Jesus, and also covered the 40 days in desert Jesus was tempted.
然后马上就讲到主耶稣就呼召了西门、安德烈、那个雅各、约翰那些渔民来做他的门徒。
And immediately at the end of chapter 1, it calls those fishermen follow him, like James and John.
结果就是把这些门徒呢带到加百农，就是我们今天第二章开始那地方加百农，他去做什么事情呢？
And then he took those disciples to Capernaum. What does he do there?
他就讲到说，主耶稣进了会堂教导人之外，他就医好了很多有精神病的人，有鬼附的人，又医好了西蒙的岳母。那天晚上，很多人被鬼附或者是精神有问题的人都带在耶稣身上，耶稣就一个一个医好洁净他们。
So in that chapter, it also talks about he healed those people who either have a mental issue or demon is possessed, and including mother-in-law of Peter's Simon.
所以各位，你看到吗？第一章一开始就说马可福音一个行动的福音，主耶稣做了很多医治人生命的工作。
So starting from the chapter 1, you see that why the Mark is called the Gospel of Action. Jesus has already start doing a lot of healings.
然后请大家留意第二章我们一进入的时候就讲到主耶稣进回进去加百农。
So starting from the chapter 2, please note that this is the second time he returned the Capernaum.
就在这一个房子里面就教导人之后结果呢有一个瘫子一个瘫子意思说他四肢不能够移动不能够自己活动一定要人把他抬来才能够见到耶稣。
So it talks about there's a person who is a paralytic, and the word means that he cannot walk around by himself. People has to carry him around.
不过主耶稣因为很多人围着耶不能够接近，结果他们把他抬到屋顶上面去。比如说像我们这个教堂里面哈，如果是坐满了人，你们要来到前面的话，没有办法进来，他就拆了那个屋顶一个洞，就把那个人觉得是一个。毯子啊，就把它睡下来。
But because there are so many people surrounding, crowding the Jesus, like our church here, if there's a lot of people, people cannot get in. So back then they have the flat roof. So they, what they would do is just open up that roof and drop the person down from the roof.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，你可以想象到吗？突然间，现在我们在这里听到，突然间你的屋顶上在动，摇动。然后怎么样？有灰尘掉下来，结果一个大洞打开，有个人从上面空降下来，你觉得吓了一跳吗
？So what would you think about this? If today we have such an event that while you are listening to the servant, suddenly the roof opened up and the people parachute into your crowd.
是一个很震惊的场面。当主耶稣见到这个毯子给放下来之后，他就对这个人说。你因为你们的信心，他说他对毯子说，小子，你的罪赦免了。
So when Jesus saw the person who was dropped down to him, Jesus saw their faith and he said to the paralytic, "Say, son, your sins are forgiven."
有些人就很欢喜，因为呢有罪给赦免了。可是也有人在那里有纷纷的议论。
So that people rejoice about the fact that someone's sins has been forgiven, but there are also people questioning in their hearts.
当时候主耶稣就运用他的属灵的权柄，他就说：“如果你们为什么这样议论呢？”结果他要显示上帝的荣耀，就叫着毯子说：“你拿你这个褥子行起来。”然后那个人就站起来了。
Through his spiritual authority, Jesus want to help those people, and so he told the paralytic, take up your bed and you start working.
同样的就是，当我们在侍奉主耶稣，我们侍奉上帝的时候，有时候我们做的事情虽然是好事情，可是有些不明白，也有对你有议论。
So even though a lot of times when we're serving in church, the things we do may be good things, but because of some misunderstandings, there will be people questioning our ministry.
可是最后的时候我们看到一个情况就是说那个人本来是一个坛子站起来了他就众人惊喜然后呢就归荣耀给上帝。
So the end result is that when the paralytic stood up and walked, the people was amazed and rejoiced.
假如是你一个对圣经是认真的去阅读的话，而且你对上帝的话语是认真的对待的话。
So if you are serious reading and treating the Bible, if you are such a person,
你看到这一段经文，你心里一定有点张力，有点紧张。
You must have some kind of tension in your heart.
第一个问题你可能会问就是说这个经文跟我有什么关系呢
The first question might be, how is this relevant to me?
我没有超自然的能力我没有医治的本能没有上帝给我医治的恩赐但这段经文对我有意思吗
If I don't have super power that I can heal other people, how is this relevant to me?
我知道我们大多数人都没有这个奇异超能力哈，它超自然的能力。
I guess most of us don't really have such a super power.
有时候我感觉我太太有这个超自然的能力。
But sometimes I feel my wife has such a supernatural power.
因为我做什么，他没有看就知道我要在做什么。而我今天知道你去了哪里。
Because he knows what I do, even though she is not around. She said, "Oh, I know where you have been today."
我跟大家分享一个秘密啊，因为师母啊，她曾经做一个事情令我很惊异的。
So let me share with a secret. My wife have done something that was I was totally amazed by.
很多年前，我那个太太就。 他就准许我们养一只狗，他不喜欢狗，因为狗觉得很脏，他不喜欢。就可是呢，他让我们养一只小狗。
My wife doesn't really like a dog because she thinks that it's hard to keep clean. So, but one day she decided to allow us to have a dog.
不过他有个条件。
But she has one condition.
他说，你摸了狗之后，到家里一定要洗手。
So she said, once you touch the dog and when you come back to the house, you must wash your hand.
我们在座当中有没有这样的人?
Is anyone is like this?
不要举手,
Don't raise your hand.
不要告诉我,
Don't tell me.
我知道有这些人存在。
I know some of you are like that.
有一次呢，我在外面摸了狗之后，回家的时候，师母就望着我，有没有洗手。
So one day I touched the dog, and came back into the house, and she asked, have you washed your hand yet?
然后我就说，洗了，我洗了手。I said, yeah, I did. 不，他说，我知道你洗了手，不过你没有用肥皂洗手。<laughs> But
she said, I know you wash your hand, but you didn't wash with soap.
啊，我吓了一跳。我说，我在洗手间关了门洗手，他怎么知道我没有用肥皂洗手？
So I was shocked because I, whilst was washing my hand, the bathroom door was locked. How did she find out?
当时我就怀疑她是有超自然能力。
So I was suspicious that maybe she has this supernatural power.
国语啊，乌用国语，吓得我花容失色。
In a different way to use the Chinese is saying what? I was shocked to death.
I was shell shocked. 然后我不信，我就想，我认识他那么多年，没有自然超自然能力，怎么突然会有呢？ 我就问他，你怎么知道我没有用肥皂洗手？
Many years knowing her, that I didn't think she has the supernatural power, so I questioned her. How did you know that I didn't wash my hand with soap?
她说很简单。
She said it's easy.
我在你洗手间开了水，还不过20秒就关了水。 因为洗肥皂洗手要洗比较久嘛，水深没有20秒，当然没有用肥皂洗手。
She said, "I was you stayed in there less than 20 seconds, and it usually takes long time to wash your hand with soap with soap."
结果下一次我就开一个玩笑，我跟他就说，我就确定摸了狗之后，然后我进洗手间，我没有用肥皂洗手，我就开了自来水20秒，不让他知道有没有用肥皂，然后我出去问他，我洗了手，我有没有用肥皂洗手？
So next time, I just did a little experiment that I went into the bathroom after touching the dog and turned on the faucet for more than 20 seconds. And then I came out and asked her, did I wash my hand with my soap?
她说没有。
She said no.
我又花容失色，我说真的有超自然能力。
And I was shell-shocked again. She must have some kind of supernatural power.
吓了一跳，结果后来我真的用肥皂洗手，我回来。 出来就说，你说我有没有用肥皂洗手？他说有。So
I went back in and washed my hand really with the soap.
哎呀，我真的不敢不相信了，他真的有超自然能力。And
I asked her again, did I wash my hand with the soap? And he said, yes, you did. And I have to admit she must have some kind of supernatural power.
又问他你怎么知道的？Then
I asked again, how did you find out?
他说，因为你经过的手之后有香味。
She said, well, I can smell the perfume, the good smell after you wash with your soap.
Right, that's good. The fragrance of the soap.
The fragrance of the soap, yeah.
讲一个笑话，不过呢，我们大自然人就没有这个自然能力，所以我们要看今天这一段主耶稣做的事情跟我们怎么有关呢？
Yeah, joke aside, we want to see how is this story relevant to us.
我觉得这一段经文跟我们今天做主耶稣的门徒啊，在这世上做盐做光有很密切的关系。
I think this has a great relevance as a Christian who is a disciple of Christ to be the salt and light of this world.
第一件事情呢，第一件事情很重要。你知道在主耶稣那个年代哈，是男人为主的社会，对吗？
So you know that back then in the times of Jesus, men are the center of the society.
对，以男为主 ，patriarchal society. 所以呢，当时的男人都要赚钱养活养家。
So the man has to go out and earn the bread.
对吗？是很多现在其实现在时代不一样，我们很难了解很多姊妹工作，可能你赚的钱比先生还要多。现在。
So maybe it's not true today. Maybe some of the sisters are making more money than their spouse.
所以当时男人要工作很忙碌的。
So those brothers, those men has to work back then. They are quite busy.
当时记载是说。有四个人，四个男人把这个毯子抬过来。
So according to the account here, it says that there are four men carry this paralytic.
换句话说，这四个男人对这个毯子的需要有一个很关切的留意。
So it points out that these four men are very concerned of.Pay attention to the need of this person.
可以请对面 AV 的弟兄按一个 space bar 吗？
Can you do a space bar?
很重要，就是说，首先，如果没有人留意到这一个毯子的需要的话，这个毯子不会给他带到主耶稣面前来。
So unless someone notices the need of this paralytic, he wouldn't be carried to Jesus.
今天我们都活在一个世代里面，这个社会里就是说。英文有一句话讲得很重要，我们很 lonely， 我们很孤独。
So in this world today, there's a common expression saying that we feel lonely in this world.
因为我要处理很多精神病人，有些人来到我面前就说 ，Nobody care if I live or die.
So because I have to treat many patients, many of them come to me and say I feel lonely and nobody cares whether I will.
I'm alive or die.
So in their busy life, these four men noticed the need of this paralytic and also realized that Jesus has came to Capernaum. So they want to seize this opportunity.
有人注意他需要。然后第二点我留意到学习到功课请按这个 space bar.
So the second lesson I learned from the story is this.
因为这个人的需要他觉得他们应该冒一些风险把这个人带到主耶稣面前来。
So because of the need of this paralytic, they feel they need to take some risk to help this person.
他们怎么冒风险呢？
What kind of risk are they taking?
他们就四个人同心的就把这个人摆在一个毯子上。
So those four persons will carry this paralytic in some kind of blanket.
然后呢，他们去到这个家的上面呢，然后把屋顶拆开了。
So they have to open up the roof.
你想想看，如果在你家里突然间有四个人跑到你家顶来，把你屋顶拆开了。
So imagine this: if someone come to your house and open up the roof in your house.
你第一件事情就打911叫警察来。
And the first thing you probably would do is call 911 and have someone to call the police.
当时候这几个人所做的动作，有可能。当地的居民会有误会，就是说你们在搞什么鬼？我们就找警察来处理这事情。
So the four men what they did may cause some misunderstanding and cause the suspicion from the neighbors.
这四个人呢，他冒着风险要承受后果，把这人带到主耶稣面前，没有办法接近耶稣，他就用一个创意的方法把屋顶拆开了，然后把他来到耶稣面前。
So in order to help this person reach Jesus, they come up with some creative ideas, and in the meantime, that force them to take risk.
可是这里呢，我要做一个澄清，要不然大家弟兄姐妹误会，就是说我鼓励大家用非法的方法去帮助其他人家，我不是这个意思。
But let me try to make a clarification. I'm not trying to suggest that you should help person with some illegal means.
当时候在巴勒斯坦的地方，他们的房间的做法跟我们不一样，上面有很多时候是屋顶有木干，然后呢把一些石头或者一些卧草摆在上面遮盖房顶。
So I wanted to explain to you that back then in Middle East, the roof is more like with a beams and some sheets to cover up with maybe stones.
在屋顶上把这些屋顶拿开，不是一个就说毁坏人家屋顶的就这方法，可以把它再盖起来。不过这用容易把它能够把那个毯子放下去，把那个毯子带到耶稣面前来。
So removing the roof doesn't cause the permanent damage. You can always put it back, but this is just a way for them to lower the paralytic.
被叫 space bar 吗？可是呢，我们看到这四个人所做法，就是首先很有创意哈。
So first we noticed that they came up with this pretty creative idea.
而且呢，他们觉得说这个人的生命需要主耶稣的医治，是我们生命一个现在的一个首要。
So to them, the priority is for this person, for this paralytic to be healed by Jesus.
有时候我们在教会里面，我们看到弟兄姐妹需要，我们就说，算了吧，不要我来帮助他，别人可以帮助他。
So maybe in our church, a lot of times we see someone who's in need, and we may say, well, I let other people help this.
我记得有一次我有这个负面的那个经历。
So one time I have this negative experience.
我那时候呢，太太两个小孩子还很小。有一天天气很热。
When my two kids were still young and in a rather hot weather.
那天我太太准备要上班，结果呢，她在医院上班，要把小孩子摆在卡西里面带到那个托儿所去。
So my wife had to take the kids to the nursery because she has to work in the hospital.
可是那天好像天气太热了，突然间那个 battery 啊，那个电池坏了，车子不能够开动。
But probably because the weather is too hot and he couldn't turn on maybe the battery was down and she couldn't start up the car.
所以他又时间又赶着上班，结果他紧急之下也等不了，去不回来，就打电话给一个很熟悉的姊妹。
So she called someone because in such a rush, she couldn't wait, so she called someone she know pretty well.
他说你可不可以来帮帮我？
She said, can you come and help us?
那姊妹的答也令我们很震惊。
So the answer was pretty shocking to me.
他说哦，现在不太方便哦。
She said, well, it's not a convenient time for me.
弟兄姐妹们，我想问你，一个人遇到困难的时候，什么事是方便的呢？
When someone is in trouble, what do you mean by it's not convenient?
如果你的会众当中有个人患了血癌或者癌病，是他方便的时候才患的吗？
So is there someone who had a leukemia? Is that because when would he have such a disease? Only when time is convenient?
疾病、患难。苦难永远不会是方便的时候才发生。
The suffering illness, they don't come at the convenient time.
假如你有家人有这种问题的话，有疾病的话，你知道我在讲什么。
If you have such a disease in your family members, you know what I mean by that.
所以看到这四个人把他带到耶稣面前来，不是因为他们方便他们生活。
So they carried the paralytic to Jesus, it's not because it just happened to be convenient. It's a convenient time for them.
其实很不方便。
Actually, it's always not convenient.
四个都要养活家的男人。
Four men has to earn the bread for the family.
他们把这个毯子带来的时候。
When they bring the paralytic with the blanket.
我想你用你自己想象力看一下。天空中有个大洞。
Imagine this. There's a big hole in the sky.
有一个人，一个男人坐在那个褥子上。
A person sitting on that blanket.
如果要他安全从屋顶下到来这里的话，他四个角落都有四条很稳固的绳子。
In order to load this person safely to the ground, there needs to be four ropes carry the four corners of that blanket.
这四个人要很同心的一步一步一手把这个人慢慢慢慢的稳妥的把他降到主耶稣面前，对吗？
So isn't that true that those four person has to do that in synchronously and do it in one heart and lower the person slowly and safely to the ground.
只要其中一个人不小心松了一个手啊，那个人就吊死了。
If someone just happened to be lose his grip on the rope, that person would fall and die.
可是呢，这个人的生命在这四个男人之间当中是看得很重、很宝贵的。
But this paralytic is precious to those four person, four men.
所以呢，他们尽可能努力的、同心的。把这个人慢慢慢慢带到主耶稣面前来。
So they make a big effort and do it slowly and lower this person and bring this person to Jesus.
最后呢，当他带到主耶稣面前的时候，发生什么事情呢
？So what happened after this paralytic reached Jesus?
主耶稣说，还没有医治这人之前，就说你的罪给赦免了。
So before he even heals this paralytic, Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
我想在这里提醒弟兄姐妹，就说，当人在苦难的时候，并不是没有苦难，只是因为那个人犯罪。不过在这一个例子里面，这个人应该是有犯罪，令到他有瘫痪的情况出现。
So I like to remind you, not every illness is caused by sin, but in this particular case, apparently the illness was a derivative of this his sin.
可是我看到有一件很奇妙的事情，就是说这四个人带到主耶稣面前的时候，他们并没有去审判这个人。
But interestingly, these four persons didn't really judge the paralytic.
那个判断罪的能力是交在主耶稣身上。
That power of judgment was given to Jesus.
有时候当我们见到一些人遇到困难的时候，我们会带着我们自己的判断，我们的 judgment 去 judge someone.
So sometimes when we see people in trouble, we would pass on judgment on them.
所以主耶稣那时候就对人说，说你首先跟弟兄姐妹相处，你把自己的良木，你眼里有很多良木要拿开它。
So Jesus told us, before we judge someone, you have to remove the beans from your eyes first.
所以这里给我们一个功课，就是说，这四个人没有 judge 这个是犯罪的人，可是呢 ，they bring a wise judgment， 也很有智慧的判断。
So this story tells us these four men did not judge the paralytic, but they do have a good judgment to bring him to Jesus.
大家明白分别吗 ？Judging versus judgment 是两回不同的事情。
So can you tell the words, the difference between the word judgment versus judge?
讲一个很简单的例子啊，比如说什么情况是要我们需要 judging, 是要 judgment, 不要 judge 人家。
I'll give you an example, what's the case where you should have a judgment but without judging.
有一次我们教会里面有一个女人来到我们教会来寻求帮助。
So there was a time that a woman came to our church for help.
她衣服穿得很暴露。
She was
revealing, very
revealing, very revealing.
穿的衣服很少，裤子很短，衣服也穿的很少。我们知道有点问题，他就说我车子没有油了，你可不可以给点钱我，然后我可以。这个情况很经常见嘛，对吗？你们在油站也经遇到嘛。
So she said, I'm short of money. Can you give me some money for and which is probably common in a lot of churches.
有时候你去到油站的时候，有人来叫说：“先生，你有零钱吗？可以给点我吗
？”So sometimes you will see people come to ask you for changes. Say, can you give me some changes?
不过我们教会有一个蛮好的一个智慧的决定，就是说，我们说对不起，我们教会的规矩是不给钱的。不过呢，我们愿意帮你忙，我带你去到油站，把你加车子加点油。
So our church has, I think, it's wise policy that we told them that we don't give out cash, but we are willing to help. We can take you to the gas station to help you to fill the tank.
结果那女人一听到这么说，赶快跑掉。
So that woman just left.
这是一个 judgment, 因为很可能她把钱拿去吃毒。
So this is a judgment because we don't want that cash to become money for the drug addict.
我们用上帝的资源，我们真正要帮助人。可是，当我们不是帮助他进入更深的一个坏习惯里面去，对吗
？So, we want to help other people, but we don't want to use the resources given by God to push someone into a deeper trouble.
这是一个很简单的例子，讲说 without judging, but we exercise judgment. 我们不判断，我们可以用判断力，对吗？
So this is an example that we don't judge a person, but we exercise judgment.
弟兄姐妹，在今天这个短短的十二节经文里面，我学习四个功课，就是说，首先我们有人留意到这个毯子的需要。
So there are four lessons we learn from this short story. First, we notice the need of this paralytic.
有一般人能够愿意把这个人的生命当作优先，然后去冒风险。
So we need people to take their other people's need as their priority and take risks to help him.
用一些创意的方法，有时候用激进的方法呢，去解决这些问题。
And try to solve them a problem with some creative ideas.
然后呢，用我们的judgment, 用有智慧的判断力去帮助人家。
So we can use a good judgment to help these people.
我想跟大家就说，今天时间不多，要翻译，所以不能讲太多。不过我很想跟大家讲一个故事。可以下个 slide 吗？下个 slide.
Short of time, but I want to share with you a story.
对，停在这里。数年前呢，在我在还教会里面牧养的时候，遇到一个情况，一个事情。
A couple years ago, while I was pastoring a church, I come across a situation.
那时候很接近圣诞节年底的时候，大家心情都很兴奋、很开心，因为主耶稣庆祝圣诞节。
因为 it's near the Christmas time, people are very excited because we're about to celebrate Christmas.
我还记得那天晚上大家玩了那个茶经之后啊。我带茶巾，然后弟兄姐妹交换礼物 ，White Elephant。
So that particular time that we had Bible study, and then we played the White Elephant, exchanging gifts.
在茶巾里面，大家一般心里很开心。唯有一个姐妹，当她一起念经的时候，一直在低着头，心情好像很沉重。
So most of people were quite joyful that day, except one sister who's pretty down while we are reading the Bible together.
我知道有点问题出现。
So I know there must be something wrong there.
结果完了聚会之后，那姐妹真的来找我，她说我可以跟你谈一谈。
So truly after that, this sister came to say, can I talk to you after that meeting?
我知道看她表情，事情很严重，我说赶快拿她过来，静静的跟她坐下来谈。她说今天发生一件很突然的事情。
So she, I sense there must be something really bad, so I took her aside and she said that something terrible happened.
她今天突然间去银行拿钱的时候，发觉自己那个 ATM 那个 card 开始不能够进入银行里面去。
She found that the ATM card, her ATM card stopped working that day.
然后呢，她在电脑上网的时候去看，她说会不会有人就说进入我那个户口偷了钱？她就上网去看她户口。
So she went online trying to see if anyone was trying to abuse that account.
不单止他 ATM 卡停了，他的户口跟他先生有个联名户口，大家一起存钱 ，balance 是零。
So she noticed that the joint account with her husband became zero.
很奇怪，然后他发觉不对了，就赶快打电话给先生。
So she called her husband immediately when she noticed this.
他先生没有接电话，只是留言，然后他就回家。
The husband didn't pick up, she just went home.
回到家里才震惊。
So she was shocked after when she got home.
回到家里才发觉房子空掉了，原来先生把她抛弃了。
So the house is kind of look empty, and then she found out that the husband abandoned her.
这是一个在主内的家庭，主内的弟兄姐妹。
So this is actually a Christian family.
他跟我一直讲的时候，我看他那个震惊，而且心里那个难过，他一直讲，一直流泪。
So I can sense his shock and the sadness. While talking to me, she cannot stop tearing up.
你有见过这情况吗？
Have you seen or encountered such a situation?
我看他当时候一滴一滴的泪流下来，我看着好像心里面给人刺了一刀，就不停的在流血。
So when I saw that tears, it's almost like the a knife that is stabbing through our hearts.
我为她很难过。
I was very sad for her.
很难想象。 这是我人生当中一个很难度过的一个对话。
To me, it's a really challenging conversation. The time hard, seems to be hard to it's hard to come by at that day.
当时候我就想起了马可福音第二章这个坛子。
And at the time, I thought about this particular story in Mark chapter 2.
我看到有个生命就在瘫痪在我的面前，一不停的流血。
And I saw a person who is like that paralytic, cannot move and is bleeding inside.
我就找了师母跟我一起来，在他的面前，不停的在听他的所说这个悲剧，然后了解，然后跟他一起流泪。
So we, I took my wife together to listen to her story, and we weep together.
如果一个不停流血的生命会发生什么情况呢？
If someone bleeding continuously, what would happen?
死亡。
Death.
当时我知道情况那么严重，第一件事情就是我要把他伤口给他扎起来。
So I know that how serious that is. So the first thing I need to do is to band up, provide a bandage around the wound.
首先帮他停止流血。
Have to stop the bleeding first.
我就过去未来的几个星这几个月里面，我就邀请他说，请你各个星期来，不要回到空房间来，来到我们家里吃饭。
So I said next few. In the coming days, don't go back to that empty house. Just come to our house for a meal.
刚刚发生在圣诞节的时候，很不方便。
It happens in the time of Christmas, which is inconvenient.
可是人的苦难并不是在我们方便的时候发生的。
But when people have in trouble, they don't happen in the time when we are convenient.
结果呢？ 我们带她家里之后，每个星期跟她在定期时间吃饭，还有很重要就是说，我们要把她带到主耶稣面前来。So
when we are having a meal together, one of the important tasks is to bring her back to Jesus Christ.
就好像这四个人这样子，小心翼翼的把她摆在这个褥子上，抬她到耶稣面前来。Just
like those four men who carefully carry this paralytic to Jesus Christ.
吃完饭之后，我们跟他一起祷告。So
after meal, we pray together.
后来他有机会就说跟自己的先生有电话上的那个对话。So
he eventually had a chance to had conversation over the phone with her husband.
证实的所有事情都是先生所做的。
To confirm that the husband did all this.
在这里我并不是说要怪责一些男人或者那些不负责的男人。
I'm not trying to blame those irresponsible men.
不过呢，我发觉当我们愿意跟着主耶稣这个马可福音上面第二章所讲的事情。
But if we are willing to follow the teaching of the book of Mark in chapter 2 here,
我们发觉生命有扭转的机会。
So we can learn that the life can be turned around.
后来我能够邀请到她的先生来到我面前，我们一起坐下来谈。So
I had a chance finally to invite her husband to come to us and talk about.
感谢上帝，因为不是因为我有什么超自然的能力，不过是带着因为我在基督里面对他的爱心，把他生命摆在我们现在生命的优先里面。
We thank God. It's not so much because we have any supernatural power, but we consider them to be our priority in our life too.
结果后来呢, 跟他先生对话当中, 发觉为什么发生了矛盾。
So in that conversation, we realize why there's such a conflict between them.
然后一步一步, 长话短说, 他们后来和好了。
So in short, that eventually they are reconciled.
这两夫妇不单止和好, 他们回在一起之后呢，他们决定回到回国内，然后在回国内去帮助一些教会的事工。
So, not only they reconcile and to come back together and decide to went back to China and help out the church ministry in China.
大概两年前，两三年前，我回到北京的时候，他们就邀请我，就说我在北京买了一栋公寓，欢迎你随时来国内过事工的话，请来我们家来住。
So two, 3 years ago, I have a contact with them. They live in Beijing, and they told us, we bought a house. Feel free to come to live with us when you come here for any ministry.
赞美上帝吗？
Do you
Amen,
Hallelujah. Give praise to God. We praise to God.
就像刚才那个弱子，他站起来的时候，他把荣耀归给我们上帝。
So just like the paralytic, when he start walking, he gave thanks, glory to God.
弟兄姐妹们。我所讲各位朋友不是讲说我做了什么好事情，不过我知道在马可福音里面第二章所讲的医治的事情，今天在我们的世代里面还活生生的再重新演出来。
So I'm not trying to say what I did was such a wonderful job, but I want to tell you that the story given in the book of Mark chapter 2, that kind of things still happening in the world today.
所以呢，第一点我知道有一件事情就是很真实的。
So one thing I know is true.
在上帝的爱里面，没有一个人上帝是不愿意去爱他的。
So in the word of God, there's no one God would abandon or be rejected.
在上帝的国度里面，你愿意接受上帝的话，没有一个人是给遗忘，没有一个人是没用的，没有一个人是不被爱的。
If we are willing to accept, there's no one God does not there's no one God forgets or abandon.
然后我深信一件事情，就是说。当我们帮助人家医治人的时候，带着主耶稣面前来，从来不是不方便的。就是在这个不方便的时候，我们看到上帝那个医治的大能。
So, whenever we try to help a person, the number two lesson I learned is that it always happens when it's not convenient.
第三件事情，我发觉也是很真实，就是什么呢
？The third things I also find true. What is that?
我知道主耶稣是道理、真理、生命。
I know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life.
可是呢，我们不是真理、道路、真命。
But we are not.
接着我的话语在这里传道，不能够得到真正的得救，是靠主耶稣上帝的话、上帝的救恩才能得到生命。
You cannot say by the word I preach, but through Jesus Christ only.
我们的责任就是要把人，是我们是一个。道路真理生命的指标指把人指到上帝面前来不是指到我面前来。
So we are nothing but a signpost to pointing people to Jesus Christ, not trying to point people to us.
A fantastic translation. Signpost is the exact translation. 然后最后一点。
So the lastly,
我们看到我们这世代里面有很多不违背上帝的话违背上帝的那个事情。
So in today's world, we have seen a lot of things that is not in the world, is not in the will of God.
我们不是去 judge 这个时代，不过我们把它带到上帝面前，然后上帝来做审判。
We do not judge it, but we bring the world out and let God judge it.
在今天早上结束今天的信息之前
，before we end today's message,
我想问你一个问，你们大家一些问题。
I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
你看到周围有需要的人吗？
Do you see people around you who are in need?
甚至是需要上帝的医治吗？
Or someone who need the healing of God?
我相信的答案是一定有的。
And I believe the answer is a yes.
你愿意看到这些人的需要，把这些人带到主耶稣面前来吗？
Are you willing to bring them to Jesus Christ, when you see their need.
或者你会不会就是那个毯子在生命里面过去有些伤痛过去有些黑暗的历史让你没有办法搭出进入上帝的国度里面去。
Or maybe you are that paralytic, have some wounds and, in the past, that prevent you from coming to, God.
你愿意接受上帝的指明把你带到主耶稣面前来吗？
Are you willing to accept the help from other Christians to bring you to God?
盼望你能够自己很诚实问这个问题。
I hope that you can answer question, those questions honestly.
还这里最后就是说叫鼓励弟兄姐妹们，我认识你们教会因为经过易师母。
Another thing I'd like to encourage you as a church, I got to know you is through Mrs. Ik.
易师母呢，她叫我来，可以来，可不可以来在教会来做一点侍奉？然后她说，你们教会是一个很有爱心的教会。
Mrs. Ik asked me to come and come to serve this preach in this church. She said this is a very loving church.
所以呢，叫好像好好好像是马太福音二十五章二十一节那么形容大家。
So she almost described the church as if it's given described in the book of Matthew.
当你面对主耶稣的时候，主耶稣这么说：“主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
So it's in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. It says that Jesus said that his master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
盼望这是主耶稣给你们每个人的那个鼓励。
I hope that this is encouragement to each and every one of you here.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们认同你是一个赐予生命 的上帝。
We acknowledge that you are the one who gives lives.
在这个有黑暗，在这个有很多苦难破碎的世代里面。
In this dark and broken world.
我们祈求盼望主耶稣的医治。
We pray and hope for the healing of Jesus.
我们这样子祷告奉主耶稣名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.Amen.
愿上帝祝福你们教会每一位弟兄姐妹的生命。
May God bless each and one of you, the life of you.